ओम शांति, वेलकम।
यत्र नार्यस्तु पूज्यन्ते रमन्ते तत्र देवता।
Where woman is worshipped, there abide deities.
For centuries in India, we have been worshipping and praying to the goddesses according to ancient traditions and customs. But who were those goddesses? The pure, virtuous and bright ones, with a divine aura of light around their heads. How had they benefited humanity? Where dwells their living form now? Is it possible for them to be revealed to us now? Definitely.
Movement is the eternal law of the world, and that means change. The endless rotating progression of this world drama takes us through multiple transformations. Eternal souls play their part on this earthly stage for many births, as they adopt and then remove their mortal forms. By continuing to take birth after birth through the golden, silver, copper and iron ages, souls decline from the Sattva-pradhan stage of perfect purity to the Tamo-pradhan stage of complete degeneration. Consequently, lust, anger and ego, corruption and viciousness prevail everywhere. Irreligiousness in the extreme takes hold of humanity, and the world moves inevitably towards its own destruction.
At such end times of extreme degradation of religion, the Supreme Father Shiva incarnates here on earth, the benevolent incorporeal being, like a point of light, who dwells in the region of light beyond, comes with the auspicious thought of transforming this violent and sorrowful world into a happy, pure, golden aged civilization.
Nijananda rupam shivoham shivoham Jnana swarupam shivoham shivoham प्रकाश स्वरूपं शिवोऽहं शिवोऽहं।
He who is the ocean of happiness, peace, bliss and purity, the supreme soul, the supreme father Shiva, the incorporeal being of light, has no body of his own. He takes the body of a simple human being, using him as a medium. Incorporeal God gave him the spiritual name of Prajapita Brahma and began to use him as an instrument for regenerating the world.
Women who had been relegated to a subservient social position, rejected as valueless, helpless and weak, and often tortured by an uncaring patriarchy, were made spiritually aware and taught to respect the self as a soul. Buried and unrealized powers within them awakened. They accepted from God the gift of the urn of knowledge and were inspired to move forward to take up the task of world transformation. The Supreme Being showed them as goddesses of spirituality to the world, and they are also remembered as the Ganges of knowledge. In this way, the Supreme Soul established the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of the Gita through these mothers and sisters. This is now known as the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. The women receive Shakti or power from the Supreme Being Shiva by which to fulfill the great task of transforming the world into its perfect form, and therefore they are remembered as Shiv Shaktis. The world was blessed by their elevated soul-conscious stage, which is indicated by their immovable, unshakable, and detached pose. You can also experience the vibrations of love, peace, and bliss that they radiate.
This is the same World Mother giving eternal blessings of peace and happiness to all sorrowful and peaceless souls and fulfilling all their pure desires. She is Mother Jagadamba. This is that same Shiv Shakti, the destroyer of devils, the vices, through the divine powers attained from Almighty Father Shiva. She is Mother Durga.
Jai 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 Durga Maharani, Jai 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 Durga Maharani, Jai Jai
जननी ये आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
जय 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 दुर्गे महारानी जय 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 दुर्गे महारानी जग जननी ये आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
आदि भवानी
जय 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 दुर्गे महारानी जय 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 दुर्गे
This is that same goddess remembered and invoked by everyone. She bestows upon us limitless happiness and prosperity through giving us the diamonds and pearls of the treasures of knowledge. She is Mother Lakshmi.
जीवन के संचालन में इस जीवन के संचालन में साथ रहो लक्ष्मी माता मनोकामना पूरी करना करना नहीं कमी माता इस जीवन के संचालन में साथ रहो लक्ष्मी माता मनोकामना पूरी करना करना नहीं कमी माता इस जीवन के संचालन
This is that same goddess of knowledge, dressed in white, who brings us from darkness into light as she plays her sitar of knowledge. She is Mother Saraswati.
This is the same Shiv Shakti who destroys the curse of devilish attributes from human souls. She is Mother Kali.
This is the same goddess who helps us attain the status of a deity filled with the light of purity that erases all traces of vice and negativity. She is Mother Vaishnavi.
This is the same goddess who fill sorrowful and hopeless souls with zeal and happiness. She is Mother Uma.
This is the same blissful goddess whose blessings fill everyone's mind with joy and removes the sorrows of a world lost in vices. She is Mother Gayatri.
Om Namo Svaha. Om Tat Savitunaye Namo Bhagavato Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om.
This is the same Shiv Shakti, the jewel of contentment, pure, bright and full of godly accomplishments, who quenches the thirst of empty souls and fulfills the desires of the unsatisfied ones. She is Goddess Santoshi.
They are Brahma Kumari sisters merged in the experience of easy Raja Yoga taught by the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father. These are the ones that you see around you, here and there.
Yes, certainly, you too can intensify your power of mental concentration through practicing Raja Yoga and make your life free from worries, pure, free from tension, happy, peaceful, and full of divine virtues. You can come and get free teachings of Raja Yoga in any of your local centers of the Brahma Kumaris. Thank you.
Shiv Shaktiyan Aa Gayi
Dharti Pe. Shiv Shaktiyan Aa Gayi Dharti Pe. Shiv Shaktiyan Aa Gayi.
Ghar ghar mein hoti hai jinki pooja.
Ghar ghar mein hoti hai jinki pooja.
शक्तियां आ गई।